爱约嚟系我哋嘅读经嘅时间，我哋读经嚟自诗篇139篇第一到第六节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Psalm 139 verses 1 to 6.
我哋会用启应嘅方式嚟读，我哋先用广东话，然后用英文读出。
We'll read this passage together first in Cantonese and then in English.
系诗篇139篇第一节，我哋一齐读 ，OK？ 第一节。耶和华，你已经监察我，认识我。我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。你从远处知道我的意念。我行路，我躺卧，你都细察。你也深知我一切所行的。耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上。知识奇妙是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。
Psalm 139, verses 1 to 6. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely.You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. May God bless the reading and hearing of His word. We are very happy today to have Reverend Pat Philip Hui here. His sermon title is...Christ-centered worldview.
Good morning.
I got Joe-san.
It's a pleasure to be with you all again to worship God.
好高興可以一齊同你去聚會。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我哋低頭祈禱。
Father, we come before you and thank you.For again, it is our privilege to come into your presence.
是我们的荣幸来到你的面前去敬拜。
And we thank you for the blood of Christ.
我们为到一切感谢。
It's only through Christ.
唯有靠过基督。
And his sacrifice on the cross.
也都是因为他在十字架上的牺牲。
That enables us to come today as your children to worship you.
好使我今日好似儿女一样嚟到你面前去敬拜。
Father, fill us, fill our hearts with hearts of gratitude.
让我哋今日带住感恩嘅心嚟到。
That we learn to love you with all our hearts.
让我哋全心全意嘅去爱你。
That we learn to serve you with all our strength.
亦都用我哋所有嘅能力去服侍你。
Father, may your words today speak to our hearts.
让你今日能够去充满我哋。
Soften our hearts to receive your word.
让我们能够去接纳你的话语。
And make our service and worship pleasing in your sight.
好使我们的服侍，我们的敬拜能够讨你的喜悦。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Today I'm continuing this series on to live is Christ with you together.
咁我哋今日去继续讲到一个题目，就系话活着就是基督。
In the last couple months, we've been preaching through this topic.
我哋过去几个月都系讲紧呢一个嘅题目。
And I want us to, in last time, the first worship was, is Christ the center of your life?
咁上次我哋讲到就话基督系咪你生命嘅中心咧
？Is he the hub that is the center of your life?
是不是你生命上面的中心点呢
？And today we're actually going to explore, is God the center of your world view?
咁我哋今日去会讨论嘅问题就话，神系咪你嘅世界观嘅中心呢
？Now when you say world view, people says, what is that? What is a world view?
咁啲人话咩叫做世界观呢
？Very simply, the word describes it. It's your view of the world.
咁其實好簡單，就係你點樣樣去睇呢個世界咧
？Now everyone has a world view.
每一個人都有佢嘅世界觀。
Whether you like it or not, you do have a world view. You have an understanding of how the world functions.
其實你都會 某一個程度知道去理解呢個世界會係點樣。
And the worldview helps us to interpret and perceive the things that we experience in life.
然後你去喺你去點樣去睇去你喺身上經歷過嘅一切嘅嘢。
And no one can function without that worldview.
每一個人都有佢嘅嘅世界觀去令佢生存落去。
And your worldview has it started to grow once you were born.
由你出世開始，你已經有對呢個世界有呢個世界觀。
And that worldview of just being born and understanding mom and father.
開頭嘅你會睇到阿爸同阿媽。
And understanding that your little world of your family.
咁你會睇到喺你呢個小小嘅世界裏邊。
And it starts developing an understanding of the world that this little child lives in, grows up to the worldview that you have now in your heart.
由你細到個嗰時候，你嘅世界觀演變成為你今日嘅一個嘅世界觀。
You've developed the system of beliefs.
咁佢喺你點樣去睇呢個世界咧
？That comes together to help us to interpret the world.
又令到你點樣樣去解釋呢個世界係點樣樣嘅咧
？It's concerning the ultimate reality.
對於今日呢個世界呢個現實係點樣樣，你點樣去睇佢咧
？That involves basically four areas.
有四個唔同嘅地方。
Our understanding of God, who He is.
我哋睇到究竟神係點樣樣，佢係邊一個咧
？Our understanding of man and who He is.
你去睇到人係點樣樣
？And our understanding of knowledge and ethics.
而另一方面嘅就係點樣去睇知識同埋呢個嘅道德觀。
You know, where does knowledge come from?Where does knowledge come from?
我哋會去到呢一啲嘢有一啲嘅明白。
Who is the one that controls ethics and morals?
係邊一個控制呢個世界嘅道德咧
？And these beliefs form what we call a conceptual theme.
咁係一個喺一個係觀念上邊嘅一個嘅方案。
It's a pattern or arrangement of concepts of ideas.
係一啲你點樣去將唔同嘅思想觀念擺成埋一齊。
So you can think about your worldview as a grid.
好似一個格仔一個格仔咁樣樣。
You know, like a strainer.
佢係一切嘅嘢鋪排出嚟。
You know, consciously and subconsciously, we filter everything that we experience through this grid.
咁我哋就透過呢一個嘅方格，我哋可能係好有好留意到或者係。自己唔留意到，將一切經歷嘅嘢，將佢哋去鋪排出嚟。
You can also describe it as prescription lenses, glasses.
亦都好似去好似咁樣一樣。
You know, if people who wear glasses now, if you take off your glasses, your perception of the world is vastly different.
咁你等於好似戴眼鏡一樣，你好似戴咗個眼鏡去睇到呢個世界。
You know, it's all blurry.
咁呢啲就係啦。
But when you put on those prescription glasses, it helps you to see the world clearly.
咁當你戴眼鏡嘅時候，你睇呢個世界當然清楚啲。
So your worldview becomes those prescription glasses that helps you to see the world more clearly.
咁你嘅世界觀就好似幫你去睇到呢個世界更加嘅唔同。
And it's, so therefore, it's very important to understand what our worldview is.
所以我哋好重要係要知道究竟我哋嘅世界觀係點樣樣。
And it helps to explain.How and why do we see the world the way that we do?
我點解會咁樣睇呢個世界？解釋到我點樣睇呢個世界。
It often explains the reason why we respond to the things of the world the way that we do.
亦都去解釋到點解我哋會咁樣樣嘅反應。
All right, do we respond as though God is the most important?
你係咪當你啲嘅反應係咪話俾人哋聽神係你最重要嘅一樣嘢咧？
Or do we respond to the world, the things that happen, as though I or man is most important?
亦或人只係你喺你嘅世界觀上面係最重要咧
？And that's a key. That's a key thought.
呢個係一個好重要嘅一個嘅想法。
Because when a person becomes a Christian,
當一個人變成一個基督徒嘅時候
，we all have the Holy Spirit living within us.
我有呢個聖靈喺我哋中間。
And a lot of times there should be a radical change in the way that we look at the world. Our worldview changes.
咁會令到我哋嘅世界觀有呢個改變。
You know, before we became a Christian,
喺我哋喺做变成基督徒之前
，the world revolved around who? Me, right? I was the center. The world revolved around me.
喺我做基督徒之前啊，我系呢个中心，世界系围住我去环绕。
You know, that's what a baby interprets when he's a child. Everything is about me.
即系好似一个细路哥一样，乜嘢嘢都系讲关于我自己。
You know, when I don't like it, I cry.
我唔中意啦，我就喊。
I cry to get what I want.
我去喊啦，咁我就可以得到。
And when I don't get what I want, I cry.
咁所以啊，我要攞到我嘅嘢，我就去喊啦。
Okay, so ultimately, I was the center of my world.
咁於是係咁嘅時候，我就變成咗呢個世界嘅中心。
And God ultimately was secondary.
咁神係次要嘅。
I was the ultimate authority.
我只係最終嗰個嘅權威。
And but when you become a Christian, when you becomeMature in Christ.
咁但系当我哋变成咗基督徒之后
，those glasses change.
咁但系呢一切嘅嘢会改变。
We see that God becomes the ultimate authority.
我哋会睇到就话神只系最终嗰个权威嘅所在。
That our lives should live focused around God and not ourselves.
我哋睇到就话我哋系围住神去转，而唔系我哋本来嘅咁样样。
You know, it's related to the hub.God becomes that center of my world.
神系成为呢个世界嘅中心，而唔系关于系我嘅世界。
You know, and that's where the knowledge of God through His Word.
呢个就透过神嘅话语，我哋得到嘅一个嘅知识。
Is most important where it is practical to change our worldview.
就一样嘢好有用嘅，去改变我哋嘅世界观。
And when we learn God's Word.
当我去知道神嘅话语嘅时候
，we will look at God differently.
我会睇神好唔同
，and we'll look at the world differently.
我哋都会睇到每一样嘢
，and because of that, we will live our lives totally different as well.
咁令到我哋点去过我哋嘅生活都会好唔同。
And then with a proper worldview, it helps us to respond to the things of this world in a totally different way.
咁当我有一个正确唔同嘅世界观嘅时候，对每一样嘢嘅反应都会有唔同。
When you face trials and suffering,
我哋去点样面对呢个试炼，点样面对呢个痛苦咧
？A man-centered worldview becomes very pessimistic, becomes very depressed.
可能好多人会变成好悲观。
All is lost.
乜嘢都已冇晒啦。
But when Christ is the center of that,
但系当基督系你嘅生命嘅中心嘅时候
，you realize that there's someone in control.
你明白到有一个人去掌管你嘅生命
，and you respond to trials, to pain, to suffering very different.
咁你会对呢个痛苦、对呢个试炼、对呢个嘅困难嘅反应会好唔同。
So when we become a Christian, our worldview must change.
当我们成为了基督徒之后，我们的世界观一定要有这个的改变。
Having the Spirit live in us transforms the way that we think, the way that we speak, the way that we act.
当有这个圣灵在里面的时候，令到我们去的，我们的想事的方法，做的事的出来，每一样东西都不同。
Having a godly worldview transforms our goals and purpose for living each day.
亦都令到我每一日点去过生活，我哋嘅目标都会有唔同。
It's not just about our earthly desires and our purpose of living and prospering in this world.
唔系话净系喺呢个世界上边好富足咁去过我哋嘅生活。
But it begins to be changed by saying God is ultimate.
神系最终嘅。
Therefore, I live for God.
我去需要佢。
And it becomes the point where, what does God want me to do with my life?
咁神究竟要点样喺我生命上边去为佢去做啲咩嘢咧
？How does God want me to live that life?
神想我点样样去过我嘅生活咧
？If my purpose isn't just to find a good job, build a family, be secure in life, what is my purpose that God put me here?
咁如果神就叫我去好去揾份工嘅时候，同我今日究竟去点样？神想我点样过我生活，会有点样样嘅唔同咧
？What does it mean that I'm supposed to live to serve Him and live for His glory？
點樣去真係會去為神去過生活，又令到神係得榮耀咧？
And that's the question I all want us to begin to think about in our own lives.
亦都一個嘅問題，我哋需要每一個人都為我哋嘅生命而去想。
You know, has our worldview really been transformed by knowing God?
我嘅世界觀有冇因為認識神而有呢個改變咧？
And it's very important for us to think about that, to understand that.
我哋好需要知道，亦都要去明白呢一樣嘢。
Because a famous author once said,
I'm sorry.
A famous author once said,
有一個好出名嘅作者曾經咁樣講。
All right, the size of your God will have tremendous effect on your worldview.
佢話你點樣睇呢個神會好影響到你點睇呢個世界。
The size of your God will determine how you live your life.
你個神究竟有幾大，會影響到你點樣去睇嘢。
And what does that mean?
咁有咩意思咧？
You know, if we are Christians that are have a small God.
如果我哋係作為一個基督徒，而我哋嘅神好細嘅時候。
What does that mean? That means man is myself, I'm larger than God.
即係話我作為一個人，我比我神係更加嘅大。
Okay, my religion, my faith.
我嘅宗教，我嘅信仰。
My God is, yes, I'm a Christian, but I'm the one that makes the decisions of my life.
雖然我有基督徒，但我只係為我自己嘅人生作決定嘅嗰一個。
So that becomes a small God.
咁你嘅神變成一個好細嘅一個神。
Right, I want God for salvation, yes.
我需要神嘅救恩，係啊。
Okay, but I still want to live out my life.
但係呢個係我嘅生命。
You know, a big God, the big God.
但係當你嘅神好大嘅時候
，It's understanding that He is Almighty, He is Sovereign.
如果你知道你個神係一個掌管一切、好有權威嘅一個神嘅時候
，And therefore, it forces me to live humbly before my Lord, my Savior.
要令到我點樣樣喺神嘅面前去過一個生活咧
？So the size of your God in your heart depends on how you live.
咁你個神究竟有幾大，又會影響到你點樣樣去過你嘅生活
？And the passage that we're actually reading today gives us a glimpse of how knowing God's character should transform our practical worldview.
咁我哋今日所睇呢段嘅經文係好實際嘅，去幫我哋睇到咗我哋究竟需要點樣嘅一個世界觀。
Now, there's no better place to look than the Psalms.
我哋睇翻呢个诗篇嘅时候
，and learn from King David。
我哋从大卫王嘅身上
，and God describes King David as a man that is after His own heart. Acts 13。
大卫系一个合乎佢心意嘅一个人。
And as I read verses 1-6, I want you to think about how David is feeling.
我当我读呢个第一到第六节嘅时候，我想你睇下究竟大卫喺度谂紧啲咩嘢咧
？As I read these verses, what is in the mind of David?
究竟大卫嘅心里边系想紧啲咩嘢咧
？Verse 1, O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my paths and my lying down.And are acquainted with all of my ways. Even a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hands upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it.
耶和华，你已经监察我，认识我。我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。你从远处知道我的意念。我行路，我躺卧，你都细察。你也深知我一切所行的。耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道。你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上。这样的知识奇妙，是我不能测的；至高，是我不能所及的。
So as a Christian, we must grow in our knowledge of God's character.
我哋作为一个基督徒，我要有呢个对神嘅性格嘅一个嘅认知。
Because God always reveals Himself through His Word.
因为透过佢嘅话语，佢将佢自己显示出嚟。
And as we see these words, we see something of understanding God and His character very greatly.
咁我哋睇过佢嘅话语嘅时候，我哋会更加多知道神系点样样。
You know, even the praise song today, you had this big word, omniscient.
咁我哋今日睇到一个字，就话佢嘅全知。
You know, and what does omniscient mean?
系咩意思咧？
A lot of people pronounce this word omniscience as omniscience.
咁好多时候，好多人都读错咗呢个字。
All right, it's the idea that God knows everything. God knows everything.
他说到神是知道晒每一样嘅嘢。
All right, nothing is ever hidden from the knowledge of God.
他说冇一样嘢系可以喺神嘅面前可以去躲藏过去。
And this is what David's saying here.
你睇唔到呢个大卫佢讲啲咩嘢咧？
He knows every detail of my life, everything that I do, everything that I even say.
他说他知道了他所有的东西，知道了他所说的任何的一样的东西。
That you know when I'm lying down, you know when I'm standing or sitting.
他说你我坐下我起来你都知道。
You know every thought, you know every word before it even spoken.
他说就算在我未讲嘢之前，你已经知道我的意念，你知道我的说话。
That should amaze us.
你唔觉得呢样嘢好奇好好奇异咩
？That God knows every detail of your life.
神知道你生命上边每一个嘅细节
，even to the depths of our souls.
就算去深入到我哋内心、我哋灵魂嘅深处。
You know, in many cases, it should be very comforting.
好多时候系好特别
，but a lot of times it's also very fearful.
我亦都可能令到我哋会好惊。
It depends on our relationship to God.
就呢个我哋同神里边嘅同神嘅一个关系。
Am I walking clear with God each and every day?
咁我会问翻个问题，就话究竟我今日系咪与神去同行咧
？Or am I still walking in sin and trying to hide things from God?
亦都另一方面系咪我其实我嘅灵魂喺神嘅面前有好多嘢系收收埋埋咧
？So knowing that He's omniscient affects the way that we should act.
咁如果你知道神系全知嘅时候，会点样影响到你嘅生活咧
？Nothing that we can do is ever hidden。
我哋做嘅每一样嘢都唔可以喺神嘅面前去收埋嘅时候。
And verses 7 through 10, he goes on to describe God's omnipresence。
咁系咪令到你去真系知道神系全知咧？
Verse 7, where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence?
是不是令到我们知道神是无处不在呢？在第七节我们这样说。
Let me read from 7 through 10. If I ascend to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hands shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me.
在第七到第十节他这样说，我往哪里去躲避你的灵，我往哪里逃避你的念，我若升到天上你在哪里，我若在阴间下榻你也在哪里，我若展开清晨的翅膀飞到海极居住，又是在哪里，你的手必引导我，你的右手必扶持我。
God's presence is everywhere.
神是无处不在。
There's no place that you can go that the presence of God is not there.
你去到哪一个地方，神都会在那一度。
No matter how high you climb, no matter how low you go.
无论你想爬到几高，或者你去到几低都好。
Nowhere in the world are you absent from the presence of God.
你去到哪一度都不会说没有神在那个地方。
And David says, Even in death, you are there.
他说就算在这个死亡的之中，你都在那里。
That's what Romans 8 reminds us of. Nothing can ever separate us from the love of God.
他说在罗马书里面说，没有一样东西可以将我们跟神的爱去分隔。
He is present with us no matter where we go, no matter what we face.
无论我们去想什么东西，无论我们去哪一度，神都在那里。
So when we think about this omnipresence of God,
我哋谂下神，当我哋去谂到神嘅无处不在嘅时候
，It should bring us a lot of comfort, a lot of assurance。
系应该俾到我哋有呢个嘅好多嘅确据，亦都俾到我哋有安慰。
As David even said, as I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil。
佢話就算我喺呢個嘅死蔭嘅幽谷，我都唔會怕遭害。
That affects the way that we live.
應該影響到啊，我哋點樣樣去過我哋嘅生活。
And from verse 13 to 18,
喺第十三到第十八節裏邊。
You can see this personal intimacy that David describes.
我哋睇到咗啊，大衛同神嗰個兩個之間嘅一個嘅親密。
As he's speaking, he's in awe of who God is.
佢更加去睇到神係邊一個，去為到呢樣嘢而去敬畏佢。
And that automatically leads him to a heart of worship.
令到佢立時之間去敬拜主。
Verses 13 to 18, let me read these for you. For you formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret. Intricately woven in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed substance.In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet they were none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they would be more than the sand. I awake and I am still with you.
我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已覆庇我。我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙，竟可畏。你的作为奇妙，也是我心知道的。我在暗中被造，在地的深处被联络，也是我的形体并不向你隐藏。我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见。你所定的日子，我尚未到一日，你都写在你的册上了。神啊，你的意念对向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。我若数点，比海沙更多。我睡醒的时候，仍和你同在。
God is the one that has given us life.
神是给生命的那一个神。
You know, as you read this, you see the intimate care and attention that he takes in creating him.
当你看到这个经文的时候，你知道神在暗里面所做的啊，所关心的一切。
In the same way, you are God's wonderful creation.
我们每一个人都是神一个奇妙的作为。
God took his attention and intricately wove you to be the person that you are.
所以神去所做我们，也都去啊，给我们一个的世界观。
Each of you have special personalities unique to yourself.
每一个人都有你自己独特的脾性。
Each of you have your own temperament.
每个人有你自己的性格。
Each of you have your own mind and heart desires.
亦都每个人有你自己的心思意念。
And what the psalm is saying that even before you're here, sitting here, God had you in mind already.
就算你在你今天坐在这里之前，神一早已经知道，亦都预备一切。
That even before you're born, your days on this earth were numbered.
在你未出世之前，你在世上的日子有几多，神已经知道。
He knows exactly how long we will live.
他很清楚知道我们在世上会过几多的日子。
How wonderful a thought of that.
你想想是一件几奇妙的一个的想法。
We never have to fret about a fearful of dying.
我们不需要去怕很多的事。
Because it's already been designed for us.
因为你已经在神的设计之下。
And it's wonderfully in the loving hands of God.
也是在神这个奇妙的保管保护之下。
You know, we don't know why things happen the way they do.
我们不需要去担心那么多事。
But we have that assurance that God always had and has a plan for each and every one of us.
因为我很清楚知道神已经知道这一切，也都筹划了这一切。
You know, why did my sister live short life and die early?
为什么我的姐姐她的生命是这么短，这么早过身呢？
Why did God take my nephew at age 21?
为什么我的儿生21岁就死了呢？
Oh, we don't know.
我们不知道。
But this psalm gives me the comfort to know that even before they were born, God had already numbered their days.
但这个的诗篇给到我一个的安慰，就说在我未出生之前，神已经预先知道一切的事。
And ultimately, where God's purpose is is already told to us.
亦都將神嘅目的一切講咗俾我哋聽。
That they have gone to be with God forever.
我哋會係與神係永遠一齊。
So every Christian realizes that we have an eternal perspective.
我哋作為一個基督徒嘅時候。
We have an eternal perspective.
我哋都有呢個嘅永恆嘅一個嘅概念。
The ultimate purpose that you're born.
我哋出世到而家我個嘅目的係。
So that you can be brought to eternity in God's presence forever.
我哋可以帶到喺神嘅面前去永恆嘅與佢一齊。
That's why our days are numbered.
所以我哋嘅世上日子係有呢個數目。
Because this world is not our home.
因為這個世界不是我們最終的家鄉
And this is but temporary.
是只是一切都是暫時的
And therefore, how big your God is affects the way that we live.
所以你的神有多大的時候會影響到你怎樣看一切
So even in the pain of losing my daughter before she was born, I mean, before she lived her life.
那我就算想到我的女兒在她未出世之前她已經死了的時候
and realizing that, oh, my wife bore a child within her womb for 27 weeks.
那我太太抬著這個小孩是26、9個禮拜。
But that's a child.
但這個都是一個的小孩。
That's a child that God knit together in the womb of Mabel.
那但都是神將他擺他在那裡。
So that child had life.
这个小孩哥是有生命的。
And I do cling to this hope that that life is now in heaven.
但我看到这个生命是在神的永恒的。
As I cling to the promise that you and your household will be saved, is that when we raise our family in God's household, we cling to the promise and hope that God will bring them salvation as well.
我也知道当我靠着神的时候，神会将这个永恒，将这一切的这个的救恩给了我们。
You know, she never got a chance to make that acknowledgement on her own.
就算她可能没有这个机会去口讲去承认主。
But we're able to cling to that covenant promise of God.
但我相信这个是神的约的一个的所给的。
And the same thing with Joseph, who passed away at age 21.
就算想想这个 Joseph, 他21岁死了的时候
Right now, he's in the presence of God forever. And that gives us hope that the world cannot understand. That there is an ultimate purpose to everyone's life. Is that our final destination will be eternity with our living God.So therefore, how do we live our lives here on earth? What are the things that we should be seeking after? What are the things that I should desire and what is my purpose and goal in life? You know, is it just to live comfortably, to live securely?
是不是就是说我觉得要在这个世界上面很舒服的很安稳的过我们的生活
I think there's a lot more that God wants us to live for.
我相信神所期待的我们要过怎样过的是更加的多
As we think about who he is and who we are.
想想他是哪一个
That we should desire this intimacy that David describes here with God.
你想想大卫和神那么亲密的时候
That we are to live each day full of joy and hope.Of knowing God.
我们应该因为认识神的缘故，满有这个的喜乐。
And there's a deep sense of intimacy that David espouses here. There's great affection for God.
亦都睇到大卫呢度所讲嘅对神嗰个所作付出嘅一个嘅感情。
There's a great sense of awe.
喺里边有一个好大嘅敬畏。
That naturally drives him to worship and praise God.
亦都因为这个嘅敬畏，令到佢去敬拜神。
That's a type of relationship that God desires with us.
亦都系神所期待与佢嘅建立一个关系。
That we walk with Jesus day by day.
我哋每一日与基督去同行。
That we walk in awe of God.
我哋系带住敬畏嘅心去过我哋嘅生活。
And that's the question that I want us to struggle with is, how big is my God in my heart?
所以我想问一个问题，就话究竟你嘅神系有几大咧
Do I see God in this magnificent way?
我係咪好咁偉大咁去睇我所信嘅神呢？
Do I see God as the Almighty Sovereign Lord of my life?
我睇我呢個神係咪一個主宰一切嘅神呢
？Is He large?
係咪好大呢
？Is He small?
亦或佢好細呢
？The Bible describes being in awe as fear of the Lord.
佢喺聖經裏邊，當佢敬畏講到awe呢個字嘅時候，講到我哋會去敬畏神。
All right, we should be never fearful of coming to the Lord.
我哋需要去敬畏，我哋去怕呢一個嘅神。
You know, because Christ has already forgiven our sins.
佢話已經將我哋罪攞走咗。
So coming to the Lord in fear means coming to the Lord in awe.
所以我哋要帶住呢個敬畏嘅心嚟到神嘅面前。
Do you have deep reverence for him? Do you have deep reverence for him?
我需要好尊敬我哋嘅神。
Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge."
喺呢個嘅箴言嘅第一章第七節，佢話敬畏神係一個知識嘅開端。
Proverbs 9:10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom."
喺呢個箴言嘅第九章第十節，佢話敬畏神係智慧嘅開端。
So it's a proper fear and awe of the Lord.
所以我需要對神有呢個嘅敬畏。
It's the only way that we can come to worship Him.
係唯一一個去敬拜神嘅方法。
To praise Him for who He is.
去讚美佢係邊一個，係一個點樣嘅神。
And who we are.
我哋究竟自己又係邊一個咧
？You know, my God, it shouldn't be distant. It's somebody that's close to me.
我的神应该不是很遥远，而是跟我很亲近。
He's someone that walks with me intimately each and every day.
是每一天与我同行，跟我很亲密。
He's the one that goes before me, David describes, and he's the one that watches my back.
我亦都是一个会去看顾我们的每一个。
His hand is always with me.
他的手是一直他与我同在。
Every thought, every anxiety, every fear that I have,The Lord understands.
我每一个嘅思念，我每一滴嘅眼泪，每一个嘅想法，亦都系喺神嘅里边。
Every detail, every suffering of my life, Jesus knows.
佢亦都知道我每一个嘅痛苦，每一个嘅困难。
And He is the one that will carry me through everything on this world that I face.
喺呢个世界上面，我要走过一切，佢亦都会去抱起我。
Do we delight in this knowledge?
我们有没有这个的知识在这里呢
Does it drive you to be in awe of your God?
也都令到你去敬畏这个的神呢
You know, knowledge and theology are really dead. They don't mean anything.
如果我们没有了这样的看法的时候知识和神学都是死的。
Knowledge and theology are dead if it does not connect to your heart.
如果跟我们的心是没有联系在一起的时候知识和神学都是死的。
What? Because having knowledge should affect the way that you desire, the passions and desires that you want and the things that you seek after.
因为当你有知识的时候令到你一个感情令到你有这个的鼓舞去找一些的东西。
And as you see here, David's knowledge
你在这里看到大卫他的知识
isn't just knowledge for its own sake.
不是只是为了他自己一些的知识。
His knowledge is a relationship.
他的知识令到他建立一个的关系。
David doesn't just have great knowledge of God.
他有对神有很大的知识。
Is that he knows God very well personally.
他很认识神。
That's the key.
这个就是最重要的地方。
That even for us as Christians,
作为我们是基督徒的时候
it's not about how much you know about God.
不是说你神有多少
but it'sultimately boils down to how much do you know God?
究竟你认识神有几多呢
You know, it's not how much I know about my wife.
我是不是好像我去认识我太太这么多呢
But how much do I know her, care for her, and think about her, live for her, serve her?
那我认识她几多有没有影响到我怎样去照顾她怎样去
And that's the same way we are to God. We are to know Him.
去照顾他，去帮助他，去 犧牲嘅時候，亦都點樣影響到我同神嘅關係咧
？That's what actually brings real worship.
咁呢個只係一個真正嘅一個敬拜。
That is the proper view of God.
呢個只係一個正式對神嘅一個嘅觀念。
You know, that's why we read the Bible. It isn't just to know about God.
當我去睇聖經嘅時候，唔係淨話去知道有神。
But it should deepen our relationship with Him.
而令到我哋同神嘅關係更加嘅加深。
The more we learn about God, the more we're in awe.
咁當我哋更加認識神嘅時候，係咪令到我哋嘅敬畏係更加嘅深咧
？That's the question. Are we in awe of God?
嗰一個問題就話，究竟我哋今日有幾敬畏神咧
？And as we read the Psalm,
當我睇呢個詩篇嘅時候
，you know, we should be in awe of God too.
我哋亦都更加会去敬畏神。
And this awe that drives David to this deep, intimate relationship to God.
呢个嘅敬畏令到大卫去更加与神去亲密。
The amazing thing is that he wrote the psalm even before Jesus died for his sins.
咁佢可能之前知道神因为佢罪而死。
You know, and we should be even more amazed.
佢亦都令到佢更加嘅诧异。
Because we stand on the other side of the cross.
因为我今日企喺十字架嘅另一边
，and realizing that we now Christians have no excuse，
我哋作为基督徒冇呢个嘅藉口
，because we already have the revelation of God of Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins。
因为我已经知道基督已经喺十字架上为到我哋而死。
We saw that amazing love demonstrated for us。
我已经睇到神嘅爱点样样为我哋去彰显出嚟。
Not only do we see God's power and authority，
亦都去睇就有咗神嘅权威权柄喺度。
But we've been given the privilege to see His love and His sacrifice
for you and I。我可以睇到神所作嘅牺牲。
He died for your sins, for mine。
佢为到你同我嘅罪而去死。
He died so that we can have a restored。Personal relationship to God.
令到我哋可以与神嘅关系去复和。
If you trust Him and believe in Him,
我哋可以去相信佢。
Condemnation and judgment is no longer there for you.
咁呢一切嘅其他嘅嘢唔再喺你身上。
You are now living in the presence of God.
你系我哋喺神嘅面前。
And that should drive you each and every day to live in awe of the God who created you.
好使你今日喺呢个创造你嘅神嘅面前，带住敬畏嘅心去过你嘅生活。
God has given us all the means to a deeper relationship.
神俾到我哋好多嘅方法去点样去过一个圣洁嘅生活。
His Spirit lives in you.
我哋嘅内心里边有呢个圣灵。
And His Word no longer dwells on tablets or in books, but in your heart.
亦都呢一切嘅嘢喺我嘅心里边。
So let us begin to practice each day.
让我哋每一日去真系去将呢一切实行出嚟。
To live with a God who's great and mighty and sovereign.
去信靠呢一个嘅神。
So it affects the way that we think, the way that we talk, the way that we act.
影响到我哋点样讲我哋嘅说话，点样去过我哋嘅生活，点样去行我哋嘅路。
And that is the proper worldview that we should have.
呢个系我哋应该有嘅一个嘅世界观。
Let's pray.
我哋低头祈祷。
Father, we thank you for your word.
主，我哋感谢你嘅话语。
For your word truly is the light unto our paths.
因为系我哋路上嘅光。
For even a simple psalm as Psalm 139.
就算系一个咁简短一个嘅诗篇139篇。
Lord, it just blows our mind that there is so much that we are to learn.
系有好多嘅嘢我需要去学习。
Lord, that you are a God that is almighty and sovereign.
你是那个全能的神，亦都是主宰一切的神。
Lord, help us to live,
让我们去过
in a way that sees you as our mighty God.
教我们怎样去看到你是这个全能的神。
Give us a view of the world,
给我们这个世界观
that you are the head of.
你是这个世界的头。
That all knowledge, all Ethics and moral come from you.
这一切的道德观，这个的世界观都是从你而来。
And even we come from you.
也算是他，也都是从你而来。
Knowing that you have designed us and made us.
你去设计了这一切的东西。
woven us in our mother's womb very intimately.
就算喺我哋嘅母腹之中，你都系好亲密嘅。
Father, help us to live with the confidence.
让我哋今日带住信心嘅去过我哋嘅生活。
That each and every day that I am on this earth,
我系嗰个去寻找。
I now live for your kingdom to build it, to give you all the glory.
去喺你嘅国度里边去生活，亦都去帮助去建立。
Knowing ultimately that your purpose is to build your kingdom,
亦都让我知道我哋有咩嘅目的。
And it's not doesn't end here on earth.
唔系净系呢个世上嘅时候去结束。
The end is when we shall be with you face to face.
我亦都有一日我哋喺你嘅面前与你面对面嘅相遇。
And therefore help us to live our present days.
去过我哋嘅每一日嘅生活。
With this understanding.
有这个的明白
so that we can look at the world in a way that is in your design.
让我们所过的生活就正如你本来去设计的一样
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求
Amen.